Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And all right, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And that, of course, is Christmas cookies. Perhaps I should say holiday cookies. Joining us right now, Lieutenant Haynes has the day off today. So we have Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu. Good morning, Louisa.
Good morning, Wendy.
I love Christmas cookies, and I'm sorry I'm calling them Christmas cookies. I suppose we should say holiday cookies, correct?
You know, we call it the holiday cookie contest, but absolutely, you know, we're totally fine with calling them Christmas cookies, too, because a lot of them are, like, traditional family Christmas cookie recipes. So we're good with all, we're very inclusive when it comes to cookies.
Well, here, I am not a very good baker. In fact, I was just making Pepperidge Farm turnovers. They do not have the little sugar packet in there with the icing, so I decided to make my own. And I melted sugar, Louisa, and I stupidly stuck my finger to see, to taste it. Oh, my God. It was like napalm on my finger. I could not get it off. So I'm not going to bake cookies this year. I've decided to stay away from that. But you talk about memories. Those little cornflake holly cookies with the little red-hot cinnamons you put in there, we make them every year, and I don't necessarily love them, but if I don't see them, I would be heartbroken.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people feel that way about candy corn, too, which is, you know, of course, we know one of the Elven food groups. But, yeah, you know, totally, and I so can feel your pain when it comes to sugar. I mean, even though I was trained in pastry in Paris.
Yes.
I did the same thing in my first pastry class when I accidentally touched hot sugar. And, like, they don't give you enough warning to say, like, stay away. So I'm hoping that maybe some of our winning recipes, which are, you know, some of them are not that hard, can get you back on the cookie horse.
Well, what are some of the favorite cookies that were made in the cookie contest? Any peanut butter blossoms? Because I love those things with the Hershey Kisses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. And those are very accessible, you know. And, you know, I have to look back and see if we had any sort of peanut butter blossom finalists, because we started off with, like, a whole bunch of entries, and then we narrowed it down, you know, by audience vote to 12 finalists, and then we came up with our three winners. The three winners this year didn't have anything that was like that, but, you know, I mean, they're all pretty, like, recognizable and familiar, you know? I mean, like Pecan Tassies was the third place winner. The second place winner was a chocolate chunk sesame cookie.
So, you can just stop at chocolate chunk. Anytime you mention chocolate chunk, that's a winner.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, the first place winner was a graham cracker praline cookie. So, you know, it's kind of got all those flavors that you would recognize.
Mm.
So, yeah, totally. And but, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a whole range. And most of our bakers, and all of them, all of our bakers are amateur bakers, none are professional bakers, and, you know, and so every, but, you know, some have been baking their whole lives, others have not. So the skill set is pretty accessible.
And how many years has the Tribune been doing the holiday cookie contest?
Okay, so this is where it kind of gets a little bit tricky, because this is officially our 37th annual, I think.
Ooh.
But there was a year where, and I kind of feel like it's that elf where, like, we lost our Christmas spirit, you know, a little bit in Chicago. And so we kind of thought, like, this is before us. This is, like, previous administrations thought, you know, we're going to cancel the holiday cookie contest. And there was a surge of holiday spirit, and it came back by popular demand the next year. Thank goodness. So it's, you know, it's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right. Well, congratulations to the winners on the Tribune's 2023 Holiday Cookie Contest. We are going to take a break. Then we're going to talk about Guinness beer. Beer.
beer.
Thank you, because I just did the worst Homer Simpson ever. We'll continue with Louisa Chu, Chicago Tribune food critic. But now Steve has a look at your weather. And we're talking to Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu. And, you know, you did mention that you were a pastry chef and you burned your finger when you were first starting out. A sugar burn sucks. Mm-hmm. But it also says not only are you a James Beard nominated food critic at the Trib, but a fixer for Anthony Bourdain. I have to ask you what a fixer is.
Well, you know, you kind of fix things. You kind of do what needs to be done. So I had met Tony when he came to Paris to do his very first episode of No Reservations. And that was when he didn't even know if he was going to have a show. So kind of came with like a wish list of what he wanted to do, and I made it happen.
How cool is that?
Wow. It was very cool. It was very cool.
You have had a pretty wonderful career. You really have. And it's not over yet, because you're going to tell us about the Guinness Open Gate Brewery. Guinness is a brewery, not just a single beer, correct?
Correct. Which we all kind of think, like, we can, if I say Guinness beer, immediately in our heads, we think that, like, you know, dark, almost black beer with, like, that creamy, foamy head.
Yeah.
And it's not just that one beer. They have a whole bunch of beers. And in fact, they're making some of those beers here in Chicago now at the new brewery that just opened. And I had a chance to visit a couple times and tasted them. And there's one, which is this beautiful golden beer that's actually made with Illinois corn.
Wow. And, really?
Yeah. I know. And it's so beautiful and bright and delicious. And if I bet somebody like $1,000, they would never have guessed that that was going to be a Guinness beer. And then not only that, they actually make some cocktails out of the beer, too, because, hello, of course, we need brunch beer,
yeah,
cocktails at the Guinness Brewery. So that was really stunning. But actually, what I found was that it kind of feels more like a restaurant, or at least it did. I mean, it puts a strong emphasis on the food, and the food is really pretty surprisingly ambitious, and probably not in small part due to Chef Taylor Bischoff, who had her own place, which really focused on breakfast. And so I highly recommend going for breakfast, because the rest of it was kind of a mixed experience.
All right. And it was supposed to open, of course, on St. Patrick's Day, but the pandemic kind of screwed things up. So the Guinness Open Gate Brewery in the Fulton Market neighborhood of Chicago. All right. In our family, we don't do birthday cakes. We do birthday pies. Do you have some pies in the news?
Yes, 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 totally, for sure. So I also went recently to Justice of the Pies, owned by Maya Camille Broussard, and she is actually not just the owner and the pie chef, the pastry chef, but she bought a building on the south side in the Avalon Park neighborhood that turned out to be her mom's childhood dentist office. And she transformed that. Yeah, she transformed that place into this destination that is part like spa and sanctuary and pastry shop and, of course, pies, and just absolutely gorgeous. So I talked to her for a column, not a review, because I really wanted to get a little bit more about the background. And not only does she have this beautiful place, but the more I talked to her, the more we realized, and she so kindly shared that she overcame so much trauma around food from her family, from her father. And so it's incredibly heartening. Only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, Wendy, perfect timing. You know, head on down Friday. You know, like, it's never too early to celebrate.
And wait, is there a pie flight or something that I'm reading about?
Yes. So she has seasonal pie flights.
Oh, my God.
And so I know. And the one that I had, you know, so just a warning to everyone is that pie flight has changed, because she changes it seasonally. And so That one was called Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it had all of those elements, those flavors. So, like, the one that she had that was called Earth had a lemon curd in an espresso crust, and it kind of spoke to the earthiness of the coffee flavor, and it was inspired by her friend Christopher Lamarck, who owns Coffee, Hip Hop, and Mental Health. And it was an ode to his moment when he realized he needed mental health help. When he was in a Starbucks, all he had money for was a cup of coffee and a slice of lemon loaf. And I'm telling you, I mean, like, the way she transformed those flavors and honored his moment, like, it could just have been a pie, but it's so much more. Really amazing.
Oh, that is incredible. Okay, that's Justice of the Pies. We only have about a minute here, Louisa. What are you working on now? You got a really rough Monday. Job. You get to eat great food and tell people about it.
So we'll talk about fun and Christmas. I have a guide to Chris Kindle Market. I went to every single booth at the Chris Kindle Market and can tell you the best things to get at the market. And I talked to a market insider to give us little tips about, like, you know, when's the best time to go and experience it, and like some of those insider tips too. So that was incredibly fun.
Oh my! I have never been to that Chris Kindle Market ever. I know.
In Dealey Plaza?
Yeah, I've never been. I've grown up here my whole life and never went.
I don't know how that's possible. Okay, Monday, that's coming out, 5 a.m. Go right to the market that day if you can, because that's secret spoiler alert. Monday's a really great day.
Really? I'm in for Bob Cerrata on Monday, so maybe I'll go right afterwards. What time do they open?
After 11 a.m. Perfect timing.
Oh, all right. Come on, we'll do a show, Chris Kindle Market. I'll buy you what do they serve there? Just what kind of, like, alcohol?
oh, my goodness. So, Glühwein, which is the warm German mulled spiced wine.
Okay.
In the little collectible mug. Okay, yeah. I think that we got a date.
All
we
right.
We got to set a date.
Sounds we will good. Do that. In the meantime, you can read Louisa Chu in the Chicago Tribune. Have a great holiday, Louisa, and I'll see you at the Chris Kindle Market Monday morning after the show.
Thanks, Wendy.
Have a great one.